Namaste, goddesses. It's Kala, and I am here with the monthly reading. That is the spirit messages. We'll be using a goddess deck, and it will uncover the opportunities and or challenges for the month of September, okay, which we've just begun. So I really want to get this up there for you. I usually want to try to put it out a couple days ahead of the month, but it's been super busy. I'll catch you up on the bath situation and all that's going on. But first, let's just get centered, because you will be choosing the first, second, or third card. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And I'm just shuffling the deck. I will probably pull some subsidiary card to go with 1, 2, or 3. Okay, so get grounded. Let's see. Oh, it's telling me it's connected. Yay. All right. Feel your feet. Feel the buttocks. Contact with the chair. If you are sitting down, feel your spine nice and tall. And focus down at the belly. Relaxed belly. Buddha belly. Just feel the breath, allow the breath to come in and out. We're having another hot day here, people. I can't run the fan or even an air conditioner. I can't film in the room with the air conditioner because it's too dark at this time of day. And I can't, if I run the fan, you won't hear me. It'll blow my voice away. So I have a glow. I do have a glow, but it's also because it's hot. All right, people. Choose your card. I'm going to pull. Okay, card number 1. All right, if that was the card that you wanted. Okay. Proper burial for freedom. Proper burial for freedom. So this month, and it's sacrifice to Osiris, Lord of the Dead. What it literally means, that proper burial of some aspect, some negative aspect, fear, anger, doubt, lack of self-esteem, and then that will bring you freedom if you bury it. So this card does mean you need to do some inner work this month. This will be the opportunity, right? So you guys, I do not pull cards, and you don't want to, those people who are sort of hocus pocus, this is what will happen, and it takes away your power. So what this is alerting you to the energies and the potentials that are around you, but it's for you to work with. Okay, it's for you to have growth. It's tarot and oracle cards. It's never about fatalism. Okay, don't buy into that. You are not powerless. Okay, that I really don't like that, and I don't want to encourage that. And so sometimes that's why I've pulled back from doing tarot and from doing readings. There are people who are like, oh my god, now I'm so scared, what am I gonna do? Okay, don't be like that. All right, I'm gonna turn the fan on for a moment. Hopefully you can still hear me. Okay, I'm not sure you'll be able to hear me, but so there's something that you need to let go of, and it will be presented to you. Now you can either choose to get into victim mode, which, you know, that is my thing. It's that we can be victimized, right? But we are not victims. You are not, you don't walk around with a big V on your head, okay? You don't want to, and just go through this role as a victim. Okay, so that doesn't mean that negative things can't happen to you, but it's about you. You know, I think there's a saying like, knock down 8 times, get up 9, or, you know, knock down 7, get up 8. Okay? And that's something I'm constantly embracing, because you only come from an empowered place when you let go of victimhood as a stance. Okay? You cannot be powerful from that stance of victim. It's not empowering. So this card, I'm going to read you some of what Alana Fairchild shares about this particular card. Okay, ready? So this is still card 1. So in order for life to flow and to express itself, that which belongs to the world of death must be released. okay? It's like we don't want to walk around carrying garbage with us, literally, right? What happens? It starts to smell. It starts to stink. It gives off this aura that pushes people away from you, that pushes opportunities away from you, and it burdens you, okay? So there is nothing to be gained and everything to be lost by trying to hold on to that which no longer serves us. Is it a character trait? So again, this can get into some deep shadow work, and that's why people want, they want a simple fix. But I invite you, if you were attracted to number one, to even at the beginning of the month, make some notes about this. What is it that I need to let go of? What do I need to release so that I can be free? Okay? So it is not good to hold on to that which no longer serves us, which is better off left to die. It takes great spiritual courage and trust to allow this to happen. So Osiris, Lord of the Dead, guides you now to release that which is no longer needed, that was no longer needed to be part of your life, so that you may be free. So it really very much is like the death card. Something has to end, but you have to do it. You have to let it go. This is part of your spiritual growth. This is part of your maturity, coming into your own selfhood, your own queendom, okay, is to let go. Like I said, it could be things like self-doubt, like constantly thinking you're not good enough at in maybe one particular area. Oh, you know, people compliment you and you're like, oh, it's not so good. It's not, you know, it could be that. It could be the very opposite of being excessively like boastful, which just covers an insecurity. It could be anger and irritability. It could be judgmentalism. It could be extreme shyness. And the shyness, if it's holding you back, that is something that needs to be let go. And so you may be challenged. Maybe someone will want you to give a speech and you're like, oh my God, I am an introvert, whatever, whatever, like I am. And so you get really terrified. But if you can let go of that label of shyness or introvert, if it holds you back, and say, you know what, I can give this speech. I can prepare, I can practice, I can rehearse, and I'll just do my best. So those of you who chose one, I'm going to choose another card. So hang on, and just to give you some more depth. So the supplemental card is from the Osho deck. It was pulled upside down, so there might be some difficulty with harmony. But it's a beautiful card. This is the Ten of Cups card, right? It's the Ten of Water in Osho. And it's harmony. It is about having this amazing spiritual experience where you have like a heart-opening spiritual experience, and they're linking it with the dolphins and that sort of cosmic consciousness. But so this can be the gift, but this is a little bit challenging because you really are being asked now astrologically, energetically, to let go of what's holding you back. All right? I would love for you to share at the beginning of the month or at the end of the month what you discovered that is. And leave a message if you know right away what is it that you're being asked to let go of. And if you do release it, the positive is that you will feel this incredible harmony that they're saying is almost inexpressible. You won't even be able to express it to others, but it will just be this joy, this blissful state, this sense of understanding, emotional calm, emotional peace. But that is a challenge for you, those of you who picked number one. I'm going to get the angelic energy. Here we go. The angel card. The angelic support. Now, again, this is a general reading, so you have to really see how it resonates for you. Ah, got the card of play. So it's funny because, like I said, this is about emotions and the dolphins. It actually is also about playfulness and connecting the heart to the third eye. So what will help you this month, those of you who chose one, is to play. Build in time to play, to have fun, to do childlike things, whatever that is for you, whether that's comic books or video games or, you know, just going out to a playground and getting on a swing, whether that's taking up an old hobby, whatever gets you laughing and joyful and just uninhibited. That's what's needed to help you as you let go of this difficult trait or behavior that is holding you back. And you will have freedom when you do so. Okay? Namaste. I'm going to go on now to card two. goddesses who chose card one. One more thing. So come for a personalized reading. If you are not sure what this thing is that needs to be let go, and it can be very hard to know, right? Because it's literally asking you to see a shadow, to see an unknown part of yourself, or something you've wrestled with for so many years that it's just, it's like a part of you. So come for an individual reading if you want to know, because this is what's going to lead you to freedom and to a sense of incredible harmony and peace and bliss. So check me out at intheflowofmagic.com, okay? So now on to number two. Those of you who chose number two, and I didn't like look at it yet, number two is very positive. This is basically the equivalent of the sun card in tarot. I'm going to hold it up so you can see. The divine sun card, blessings of the sun falcon. Blessings of the sun falcon. You can see the falcon there. Right? All warm colors. I love the imagery on these cards. All right. So this is the equivalent of the tarot sun card. Blessings are this month. It could be, you know, it could be a wonderful gift, a new job, a love affair begins. Again, this is a general reading. So how this, almost like I would say this transit in astrology, how this plays out, if you felt drawn to two, is going to depend on your life, your age, your gender, your karma. Okay, but it's very, very positive. So I'm going to read you the first piece of it and talk about it more. Okay, so blessings of the sun falcon, the divine sun child Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, flow to you now, beloved initiate. It is time to allow your life to flourish without limits, to let your light burn bright. Like I said, it's like the sun card in the tarot, and I'll show you that. Let your light burn bright and without veil, just like the midsummer sun burning without contest in the Egyptian desert. That's how bright. Blessings of the sun falcon herald the time when your divine legacy is being born. It is your time to burn bright. So put yourself out there as well. So again, it's not just coming from outside. You have to actually act. So if you stay locked in your room the whole month and opportunities you think come to you, but you don't open the door, it doesn't happen. It only happens with you. We are in co-creation. We are divine beings. That is more and more what's happening. I have seen it over and over and over. So it is creativity, whatever you want to express. This is the time. It's going to be received well. You're going to get support. You're going to be like the star of the show. Okay? And it's about what you came here to do. So if you were drawn to number two, this is your time. This month of September, there will be a real opportunity for you to shine in a certain area. I mean, it could be a wedding. It could be meeting someone that you end up ultimately marrying. But it's a time where you are like in glory. There's a sense of glory and light around you. And you are at your best and others perceive that. So this is your time. So let's get a little more information in this general reading. The angel card, the angelic support is creativity. So yes, the sun energy, that solar energy is about creation. It's about life, but it's about, like I said, your gifts, not just being held and locked in within you, whether you write, make art, are a wonderful speaker, want to start a nonprofit. Those gifts are meant to be put out to serve the world in a creative way. So the creativity, you have the angelic support of creativity this month. Let's pull the Osho card. I'm going to flip it over. Nice. Okay. Number two, very lucky this time. This beautiful card is existence. It is the equivalent of the magician in tarot. Okay. But, you know, Osho always gives it a little different because he was sort of the spiritual teacher, but like crazy wisdom, definitely. And there's a movie about what happened with his community that went really, really off the rails when you put so many people around him and as he got older. But his teachings are, you know, I find very interesting, and you just have to not misread them or take them the wrong way. Anyway, so Osho, this is the Osho deck. This beautiful card means you are here for a reason, and it was pulled upright. So yeah, you guys who pulled number two this month, you're really going to start stepping out, shining your light. This existence card literally means that there's a reason that you're here. There's a cosmic reason. This card, because I know this one well, I can just straight up tell you, it says that, turn the fan off, and I hope that as I'm recording this, you'll be able to hear me, but this card says that sometimes you doubt why you're here. You doubt that you matter. And this card is saying you definitely matter. You are here for a reason. As much as the stars or a blade of grass, all of creation would know you were missing if you were not here. Literally, there would be a little hole in the cosmos because you, if you did not exist. So it's a very life-affirming card. You are here for a purpose, and you need to know that and feel that. And it says if you go out and look at the stars one night, if you're feeling very small and very unimportant, you need to understand that you have cosmic importance. And it could be something little that you do. Maybe you say something to a child that is, maybe you see being spanked by a parent or ignored by a parent and you smile at the child. I do that a lot. You smile at the child. That impact could be so profound you don't even know on that child's life, okay? But this is also definitely about you're going to put your creative gifts out into the world. So, fan's got to go back on. It is like, I want to say it's like 92 or 93. It's definitely in the 90s right now, late summer. Okay, so let's go on to card 3. And again, if you would like more information and clarity and to talk this over with someone, get a reading, head on over to intheflowofmagic.com. All right? Namaste. So I'm going to go on now to card number 3. So card number 3 is Ancient Power Mysteries. I'm going to show it to you upright so you can really see some of the detail. But I drew it upside down. So as I always say, I read that as that there's some sort of slight difficulty with getting this information. And it's funny, card 2 is so positive and that was pulled upright. So card 3 is about one thing, but broken out in many ways. So let me tell you about it. This is all about sound. Ancient power mysteries. Hear the rattle of Isis playing. So let's break this down. It has to do this month for you guys. There's something about healing or creating with sound. Now the sound can be vocal. So it could be that you need to vocalize, speak, give speeches, speak your truth, or speak about healing or positive things that help the world. So it can be about voice and speaking and singing, right? Sound, throat chakra, right? Or, and so some of you, maybe your throat chakra is blocked. It happens that that's very open on me. It's like the one chakra I'm like, it's like, ah! And I do talk a lot, and people tell me, you know, they like my voice, especially if I do my yoga voice. But anyway, so it's something about opening up the throat chakra. If you are a vocalist, a singer, a speaker, there's support there for you. You need to do more of it. You need to start doing it. It can also be musical sounds, whether, so chanting, drumming, any sort of music creation as well. So it can be our voice, it can be actual musical sounds with instruments. There's a real call for you to work with sound as a healer or to heal yourself. Singing bowls could be one example. Again, you meditated with me briefly at the beginning. You need to be focused this month and be aware of when there's an opportunity for this, when you notice there's an opportunity to do with sounding. It also implies that spirit wants to, like, clairaudience, that listen for the sound of the goddess, listen for the sound of the divine. It very much has to do with the crown chakra. So you might want to set aside time to be very quiet and to listen and to hear the messages, right? To hear the messages. So all about vocalization, about music, about sound. Oops. And the last thing to do with that is be aware of your speech. So your speech is very powerful. So be very aware of any sort of negative speech coming from you. Really check that, eliminate that if you can. And just be honest with yourself. Have you been speaking negatively, gossiping, vocalizing negatively about loved ones, family, or even just people in the media? And just if you are an evolving being, it's important that you keep a certain purity. And like I said, the throat chakra, Vishuddha, is very much about purification. So for some of us, there may be a need to purify our speech, okay? It can be very, very challenging. You could maybe do a day where you don't complain, where you say nothing negative as a spiritual practice to clear and cleanse the throat area, right? Vishuddha. It's about purification. So foods, pure foods, pure speech are important. Actually, my third eye is literally hurting as I say that. So there's something coming through. So for some of you, it's going to be very much about, are you starting to use profanity? Like growing up, even into adulthood, I was not allowed to use profanity in my household, my family. It was just not allowed. And so, are you using profanity maybe to fit in, or sort of language that isn't pure and for your spirit? So that could be something. So let's, and that's interesting, yeah, because I had gotten the angel card is for integrity. So very much then about speaking with integrity, right? Watch your speech. That leads me to think it is very much about speech for some of you. Watch what you say, that you speak with integrity, that you don't, mislead anyone or say anything that you know is untrue. Let's do the final card, the Osho. Comparison. So especially it might be some sense of judgment about who's better than the others. This is the oak tree. Is it better than the bamboo? This comparison card says that for you, an issue is that you don't feel good enough because you're comparing yourself to others who have other gifts, or they may have been doing something for 20 years or 30 years. You're feeling inferior because you're constantly comparing yourself. So there's something about that with communication, with communicating with integrity, the speaking with integrity, and even to yourself. So for example, don't lie about your qualifications. Would be one form of weaving in that integrity is there, questionable, because you're trying to sort of make yourself, seem better in a certain way. It would be better to tell the truth rather than get into this comparison game and feeling inferior. Just be honest about maybe your skills, your background, and how you speak that. Don't mislead anyone. To clear that, if you are musical, sing, hum, chant, use sound, and also listen for sound from spirit. Hope this helps. I know it might sound sort of abstract, but I think as you go through the month, you will find, if you write this down, if you take notes in your journal, this will come up for you this month. So hope this was helpful. Hope this was interesting. And again, it's work, because that's where you're going to get the richness from it. As you grow, use tarot cards, use oracle cards for growth, not just to be like, oh my God, so I'm going to have a tough week. That's not what it's about. That is not useful to you, and it disempowers you. And I'm all about women claiming back their power. This is the time. This is the rising of the divine feminine for both men and women, meaning there will be more respect for women. Women's voices will be heard more. Women will be in more leadership roles. And the qualities that were traditionally considered feminine will again be valued. Traits like compassion, caring, kindness, community, that those are starting to come forward. They have to at this point in time on this planet, in both men and women's lives. I want to add real quickly, the thing that I always notice, and if you look at it, you'll know this is true. In our movies, it's almost always a hero, and the hero wins usually by force, right? They fight or they battle, and they kill, they destroy what is bad. And I'm like, yeah, it's almost always in every Hollywood movie, it's some sort of military might. They destroy what is evil, and it's painted very black and white. And I wonder, the thought came to me, well, what if the power that should be admired is birth and creation, not the death and destruction. So just notice that. Think about a lot of really, really popular movies. The hero, who's usually male, wins by killing, by death. And that's just interesting when you really look at it, like, oh, that's how you win, is by killing. So it's just fascinating that that's part of our culture and has been part of many cultures for thousands of years, but it has not gotten us to a good place. The whole survival of the fittest is in question. It's part of it, but there's also survival of the cooperative, and there are a lot of theories coming out about that, that as humans, obviously, you did not survive as a lone human by yourself. You wouldn't have. Your ancestors wouldn't have. You had to be in a cooperative community to survive. And it's funny that is downplayed, so I'm just pointing this out to you. This paradigm needs to change, and it is changing. So, namaste. Stay blessed, and I will be starting the meditation challenge very soon. Watch out for that. Click the link below if you'd like to be part of my tribe. You get first access to stuff. You get stuff that I don't put out publicly on YouTube. Namaste. Much love. Bye-bye.